Saxter stopped writing and looked over his spectacles.
There. I feel that you have finished, Bellmaker.
I can remember no more, Father Abbot,
said Joseph as he took his seat. He looked tired. Tarquinel Woodsorrel loaded up his platter with salad and a mushroom turnover. Then, pouring himself a beaker of October ale, he smiled brightly and said,
Righty-ho, well done, sir. Now let's get down to solving the mystery and unravelling those riddles, what?
Mother Mellis shook her grizzled head.
You'd stay up all night as long as there was food on the table, wouldn't you?
Excuse me.
The gluttonous hare spoke around a mouthful of food.
And what's wrong with that, may I ask? Chap needs his nose back, you know.
Sister Sage wagged a reproving paw at him.
Can't you see Joseph is tired? Father Rabbit, too. No consideration for other beasts, that's your trouble.
Simeon could not help smiling as he tapped gently on the table with his stick.
Now, I think we are all tired. The hour grows late. Perhaps it would be best if we slept on Joseph's words.
Wise counsel, my friend,
said Saxter, seconding Simeon's suggestion.
Tomorrow our minds will be refreshed, when we have had rest and time to think.
The Red Wallers rose from their seats in a body, all save Tarquin, who carried on with his extended dinner. His wife, the Hon Rosie, ruffled his ears fondly.
You carry on, old lad. Save a lot of clearing up, what?
Tarquin rescued the remains of a heavy fruitcake.
Thank you, my dear. Beautiful and jolly understanding, too. Made a wise decision when I chose you. Must have had a good meal before I met you, eh?
Rosie allowed Simeon to lean on her paw as they went upstairs to the dormitories.
That's my Tarkers for you. Always paying me compliments,
she said.
That was a compliment, wasn't it?
Dawn was up and a beaming sun was drying the dew from lawn and orchard. It promised the abbey dwellers another fine long summer day. Breakfast was a picnic affair, set out on the west wall steps by the main gate. Brother Fingal and Durry Quill set hot apple scones and cool mint tea on the grass at the foot of the steps. Sister Sage and Brother Malin wheeled a trolley up the path, its small log wheels almost buckling under the weight of bowls piled with fresh fruit salad. They were surrounded by whooping dibbons. Sage waved a ladle, threatening the little invaders, and they dodged around, grabbing a slice of the freshly cut fruit whenever a chance presented itself. Mother Mellis intervened.
Get out of it, you scamps. Listen, if you all go up on the wall and guard the battlements, I'll have breakfast sent up to you. How does that sound?
A mouse babe thought for a moment, narrowing his eyes fiercely as he weighed the proposition.
Want a lot of breakfast. It'd be hard work up there.
A deal was struck and the dibbons fled, yelling war cries to the west wall top. Brother Malin shook with laughter.
Guard the wall! They'd have to get ladders to see over the battlements.